The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. You're listening to the Texans Today podcast. My name is Drew Doherty with Texans TV. Head coach Gary Kubiak, as he always does on the day after a game, talked with the media about the loss to the Jets.
Gary, you never want to lose a football game, but when you hear that or you feel, I don't know if you feel this way or not, but the other team out-toughed you, they just beat you physically. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've been talking about you want to toughen this team up the last couple of years. They've got to get tougher. What else do you have to do?
Well, we got outplayed. You know, you're right, in all phases by that football team. I don't have an excuse for you. I mean, you got to give them credit. We were in a good football game in the first half in which, we had turned the ball over on the 15 and had busted one coverage. So we're down 10 to nothing, in a good football game. It doesn't mean you can't win that football game. You can't play good in the second half and win. But, we didn't do that. And I thought we played hard defensively. I thought we played real hard. We gave up a lot of yardage, but that, a lot of that fault lies on the other side of the ball. We didn't help them at all. So, I got no excuse for you. They outplayed us. They beat us.
Were you concerned about Andre Davis's effort on that one ball, or were you okay with that? It just from upstairs, it looked like he's short on it or something.
Talking about the one that they dropped coming across? Yeah, he was fixing to get hit pretty good, and he got a high ball. He's got to make that play, and those are tough plays you got to make in this league to stay on the field. We're talking about the right play. I think it was 3rd and 6 and would have kept us on the field.
You got beat up by Baltimore last year, then you lost a close one, Andy, then you went 5-1. To get the mentality back that you developed down the end to where you could beat like Tennessee 13-12, how do you get something back that we haven't seen since last season?
Well, I mean, that's confidence, John. To me, it's all about confidence. And, like I said, I'll go back and tell you that, you go back and you watch a game and throw everything else out, and then you look at the football game, midway through the second quarter, and it's a good football game. And then, obviously in the second half, I mean, we didn't do nothing to change the football game. But in this league, you're going to be, hopefully, you're going to be in 3-point, 7-point games every week. That's this league. And are you mentally and physically tough enough to hang in there for 4 quarters and make the play? That's the difference. And, you want to talk about Baltimore last year. We're in a 19-13 ball game and late in the third quarter. So it's a lot the same. And but they made the plays down the stretch, and we did not.
When you looked at it on film, what surprised you? What jumped out at you?
Well, the biggest thing that surprised me is just how poor we played on offense. And I told y'all yesterday, I take the fault for that. I think the position that we had our offensive football team in was not a position where it had a chance to succeed. And that starts with me. I've got to have, from a plan standpoint, a preparation standpoint, get them in position to make plays and succeed on the field. And when I go back and look at it, I don't feel fair about what we're asking them to do and the position that we had them in. So that's very disappointing to me as a coach. You want to come out of a game and say, "God, we should have made this play, should have made that play," and it's a difference. But I look at and some of the things that we were asking them to do, some of the confusion we had on the field, and I just I'm very disappointed in my part.
Coach, does Matt?
Yeah, I'm disappointed in the position that we had ourselves in. Once we got down and throwing the ball as much as we did and having some of the problems that we had, I think we had them in poor position to be successful.
Does Matt have full authority to go to the line and check out of things when he sees something he doesn't like?
We don't check a whole lot. We adjust. I mean, that's part of our scheme. We can check, but we're not some team that sits there and checks in and out of plays every down. We don't do that.
It's something that I think I've asked you that pretty much each year through here. What, is that a philosophy you have?
Yeah, I think our offense is built that we have the ability to adjust to just about anything. That's what I believe. Do you have to check out of some things at times? Yeah, we do our share, but we got to be able to get our guys in a fair enough scheme where they've got a chance to make a play regardless. I think we're playing real slow right now on offense. And sometimes I think you get slow when you're thinking too much and you're doing too much. And we need to settle down and do what we do best and play fast.
You also mentioned that you thought things looked yesterday a lot like they had against New Orleans and Minnesota. And then you also just mentioned there weren't a lot of adjustments.
My reference to that was that the games were a lot alike. I think that's the point I was trying to make to you is – when we came out of those games, the bottom line, we we didn't have a number of runs to look at. You know, we got in a football game very quickly where we were behind, whether it was 7-10 or whatever, and start throwing the football every down, and we come out of the game 3-1 pass to run. We're not going to win that way. Our team's not going to win that way. That was my point.
If you're not happy with your plan, how much of your plan had to do with Matt being limited because of what he was able to do?
He could do enough for us to win, John. He was, he's obviously not 100%, but he was close, and he could play the position. I wouldn't put him out there if I didn't think he could do the things that we had to do to win. I think the question was posed to me, how come we didn't bootleg and stuff? Somebody asked that yesterday, and my point was, I don't think we were ever offensively functioning to where that was going to be a factor. I mean, once we got down, we weren't running the ball, we're throwing the ball. You're not going to bootleg people if you're not consistent in the run game.
The toughness has to start up front. Are you seeing the kind of toughness from the linemen that you want to make this running game?
Well, I don't see anybody not playing hard, John, but I see some confusion that we should not have. Those five guys have played more together than anybody on our team. And to me, when there's confusion going on with those guys, then to me that's telling you something as a coach. It's telling you you're doing something wrong. So we got to take a hard look at ourselves as coaches and make sure that these players are, we don't have them confused. And I'm seeing some mistakes from those guys that I haven't seen in the past.
Is Jacques Briggs going to start?
I think he's got a great chance of playing, John. You know, we'll see. I think his work today, he's got a good chance of playing.
Gary, how well did Cushion grade out, considering he hasn't taken a snap at all, number one? And number two, you used Connor Barwin, which confused the Jets staff. You used him up a lot, moved him around. Is that something we can see more of?
Yeah, we had a package for him, and, we probably had more guys free to the quarterback in this game than we've had in a while. Now, we didn't get there. The young player, Sanchez, made a lot of great plays, but it did get us some guys free to the quarterback. Who are you asking about? Cushing. Cushing was a bright spot for a guy who hadn't played pretty darn good, very physical, pretty clean assignment-wise, some technique issues, but you would expect that from a guy who hadn't played, but he was a bright spot.
Are there things there for Slayton that he's not getting? Does he look the same as last year to you?
I think there's some yardage there that I think there's some plays that he can get more out of. Yes, I do think that, Richard, but I also think there's some times that we're not being fair to him and some of the things we're doing. I'm talking in scheme, what we're doing, calling, coaching, whatever. You know, it's not all Steve, it's not all the line. Everybody's involved, but we can all play better.
Andre Davis got a concussion. How does he stand today?
He did not run with the team today, so he's not feeling very good today. So he'll be day-to-day. We'll see. And it looks like Kevin should be back and ready to go.
Will Wilson be day-to-day again?
Yeah, but Eugene ran with the team today, so I'm very encouraged with him. And who did you ask me about earlier? And Jock. I'm encouraged by both of those guys.
Are you talking about simplifying things? Is it more complicated than that?
I don't know if it's just simplifying, Richard, and saying, hey, we're just going to run two or three. I don't think in this league. I mean, I don't think that's the case. But there are some things going on, mistake-wise, that concern me. And you know, a few mistakes, hey, players not paying attention to meeting, something's going on. But when you start making too many as coaches, you got to look in the mirror and say, okay, listen, if we're making that many mistakes, then obviously we're asking them to do something they can't. So that's where I'm at today as a coach. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Is Kyle call the plays, right?
Oh, yeah. But, you know, we're going to prepare together and call a game together. But, the responsibility of offense starts with this guy. I mean, Kyle's doing fine, okay? And like I said, I didn't have us in good enough position with the plan. It's my fault.
Considering you have all your players back and all your coaches back, were y'all trying to get them to do new stuff? Because it's just kind of strange.
Well, I don't think so. We feel like, obviously, we've tried to move on in some areas and get better in some areas, do some things better, and maybe we've thrown too much at them. I don't know. That defense presented some problems for you, but there's no reason for us to go out there and have as many mistakes as we had.
Everybody was worried about the run defense, but until Jones broke a long one, were you pleased until the end with your run defense?
I thought our defense for three quarters had our football team in position to win a game. I mean, they played good enough for us to win. We just didn't do anything offensively to help the team. We had four chances at turnovers. It could have been difference in the game. Ball just didn't bounce our way. Wasn't a lack of effort. I thought we worked hard in the running game. We gave up the one big play. But I think for the most part, we contained them. You know, I mean, statistically, what was it, 5.0? That's not good. But, guy, we were on the field a long time, so everybody's got to do a part, and offensively we didn't do our part.
You ran the ball better against the Titans than anybody. Slayton was the only 100-yard rusher. What do you got to do to get back that physical mentality to do it again?
Well, I mean, if you're going to play this team, you better have a physical mentality because, I mean, they're going to bring it every week. You saw them last Thursday, in the slugfest with the Steelers. So we know what we go up against when we play this team. But I think today, these next few days, we need to be concerned with the Texans and getting us on the right track, feeling good about what we're doing. I won't have to talk to our guys about who we're playing. They know who we're playing.
Football time in Houston, and we're ready to play.